Keep up with the no-hitters, kid, Max laughed. Towards late afternoon, the Whammer, droning on about his deeds on the playing field, got very chummy with Harriet Bird, and before long had slipped his fat fingers around the back of her chair, so Roy left the club car and sat in the sleeper, looking out of the window, across the aisle from where Eddie slept, sitting up. Gosh, the size of the forest. He thought they had left it for good yesterday, and here it still was. But then the pine trees flowed away from the train and slowly swerved behind blue hills, and on the plain lay a small city gleaming in the rays of the declining sun. Approaching it, the long train slowly pulled to a stop. Eddie woke with a jump and stared out the window. Uh-oh, trouble. We never stop here. He looked again and called Roy. What do you make out of that? About 100 yards ahead, where 2 dirt roads crossed, a Model T Ford was parked, and a fat old man wearing a broad-brimmed black hat and cowboy boots climbed down from it. To the conductor, he flourished a yellow telegram. They argued a minute, then the conductor, snapping open his watch, beckoned him along, and they boarded the train. When they passed through Eddie's car, the conductor called to Eddie. Half hour. Half hour, Eddie yodeled, and he got out the stool and set it outside the car so that anyone who wanted to stretch could. Only about 12 passengers got off the train, including Harriet Bird, still hanging on to her precious hat box, the Whammer, and Max Mercy, all as thick as thieves. Roy and Sam both got off. Well, I'll be jiggered. Sam pointed down about a block beyond where the locomotive had halted. There, sprawled out at the outskirts of the city, a carnival was on. Come on, said Roy. Sam stopped to have a crushed coconut drink, which he privately spiked with a shot from a new bottle, while Roy wandered over to a place where you could throw 3 baseballs for a dime at 3 wooden pins, shaped like pint-sized milk bottles, and set in pyramids of 1 on top of 2, on small raised platforms about 20 feet back from the counter. He changed the 50-cent piece Sam had slipped him on leaving the train, and this pretty girl in yellow, who with her peanut of a father was waiting on trade, handed him 3 balls. Roy won himself a naked Cupid doll. Enjoying the game, he laid down another dime, again clattering the pins to the floor in a single shot and now collecting an alarm clock. With the other 3 dimes, he won a brand new box baseball, a washboard, and a 6-inch harmonica. A few kids came over to watch, and Sam, wandering by, flipped Roy another $0.50. But this time the little man behind the counter nudged his daughter, and she asked Roy if he would now take a kiss for every 3 pins he tumbled. Roy glanced at her breasts,